Good afternoon. My name is Bryce Franklin.
My name is Paola Quiñones, and I'm a Puerto Rico state president.
And I am Emmanuel Echevarria, and I'm currently serving as Puerto Rico's state sentinel.
Lainey is my state officer teammate, best friend, roommate, co-cat parent, shout out to Mr. Winston, my inspiration and my role model. I have so enjoyed watching her grow and inspire so many people throughout this year, and I honestly can't think of anybody else who is as passionate about agriculture, others, and a good old crunchy vegetable as she is. Speaking of, she's probably going to be a little disappointed to find out that in my fridge back home, all we have is leftover gumbo and a can of cinnamon rolls. I'm so proud of you, Elle. Continue to be amazing and empower always.
Her sweetness, passion, and enthusiasm for the Blue Jacket and for protecting the environment go well beyond what I imagine. With just one conversation, she became someone special to me. Lainey and I have more things in common than we ever thought, from our passion for helping others to the way we order our iced coffee.
Today, I have the honor to present an amazing person, one of the most wonderful people I've met through FFA, someone who's charming, unique, and extraordinary, someone with whom I seem to have endless conversations, someone with whom I could share my thoughts and opinions, someone who in a matter of days became a true friend.
And Lainey, we have one more thing to say to you.
Lainey, te queremos mucho, eres especial.
Without any further ado, FFA members and guests, please help us welcome
your 2018-2019 National FFA Secretary,
Lainey LeBlanc.
Okay, I have a very serious question to ask you all. Does anyone remember the dress color controversy that became the internet's biggest question of 2015? I mean, what color do you guys think it is? Okay. No matter how hard I try, I can only see blue and black, but do any of you see white and gold? Okay, so clearly we see things a little differently. Surely our ears won't fail us. What about this audio clip? Now, it's a little creepy sounding, but just take a listen and see if you can guess which word you hear. Yanny or Laurel?
Laurel.
Okay. I can only hear Yanny, but do any of you hear Laurel? Okay. Last one. And this one, it really hurts my brain. Now, it looks like there's a filter, but besides that, what color are these strawberries? Okay, well, I hate to break it to you, but if you see any red at all, then your brain is tricking you. Or should I say, trying to help you? Yeah, let me explain this one. Now, this photo was created by a professor of psychology in Japan who specializes in creating optical illusions. In this photo, even down to the pixel, there is absolutely no red at all. In the second photo, the exact color from a pixel inside the strawberry is drawn out onto a white background so you can see it better. Mind-blowing, right? Optical illusions like these prove our brains are amazing. But also that sometimes what we see isn't always the entire truth. I mean, think about how much information our brain processes in an hour, a day, or even a year. From our senses, like sight and smell, to our complex emotions, our brains are overwhelmed. So you can only imagine what's happening as our brain processes other complex information, like when we hear a thought, or we interact with people, or we're raised our entire lives to believe something. We're literally wired to see things as they are, and comfortably fall in line with the status quo. And it doesn't help that we live in a world that values the very surface level, from curated social media posts to making assumptions about people based on what they look like or what they wear. It's in our human instincts to see instead of perceive. Perceiving is more than simply seeing. For example, it's kind of like whenever you're stuck in traffic and you see a car clearly in a hurry, cutting everyone off in traffic, and you think to yourself, wow, they are being such a jerk. Instead, perceiving is thinking more deeply about what you simply see. It might mean asking yourself, what if they're in a hurry for a much more serious reason than I am? You see, perceiving requires asking questions of the unknown, exploring the explanation behind what we simply see. It's in our human instincts to see instead of perceive. And this is just one small example of something that happens all too often in much more serious situations than just getting stuck in traffic. It's clear that our brain's default way of seeing the world isn't always the most accurate analysis of the whole picture. So how do we perceive instead of simply see? Well, this shift in how we view the world requires perspective. And perspective hides in a place that can be a little hard to find and a little confusing to navigate. That's right. We're about to adventure into a place our brain avoids, the unknown. It may seem scary to venture into the unknown, but it's worth it. On the surface, we see this or that, right or wrong, cool or weird, black or white. But dive deeper. Welcome to the gray area. Now, I love to paint, and when I hear the gray area, I immediately picture this deep ocean scene. And they're really similar if you think about it. The gray area is the deep, vast unknown. It's endless in every direction, and there is a lot to explore. But hey, finding perspective in the gray area is an adventure that we are all capable of going on. Much like the ocean, there's some serious treasure hiding down here in the gray area. But first, we have to get there. And it's simple. Remember when I mentioned asking questions of the unknown? Well, it starts as simply as this. Be curious enough to ask questions. Speaking of questions, I've got a question for you. Anyone ever heard of lemmings before? Okay, so like two people. Great, perfect, off to a great start. Now, people that know me really well know I love to talk about lemmings. And don't get me wrong, I know it sounds really weird, but just hear me out. Now, being the dork that I am, I grew up watching Animal Planet, National Geographic, and even the History Channel. Any other nature nerds out there? All right, a few more people that time. Right on, right on. I remember watching and learning about this one animal that no one ever knew what I was talking about, the lemming. A lemming is a small rodent that does this really weird thing. When they migrate, they pretty much just blindly follow each other, no matter what. You know how people sometimes say, if so-and-so jumps off a cliff, then would you too? Well, the lemming's answer to that question would quite literally be yes. Here's a video clip of lemmings doing their lemming thing. It makes me laugh every single time.
The last chance to turn back. Yet over they go, casting themselves bodily out into space.
Crazier part though. People, just like you and me, can be such lemmings too. Lemmings don't ask questions. They are reckless followers. And don't get me wrong, I am guilty of it too. Now, sometimes it's not so bad, like when I got roped into running an 8K with my friends. But at the end of the day, I ran an 8K, which is a miracle, really. What we're gonna focus on, though, are the not so good moments of lemming behavior. Sometimes I'll see a situation like this unfold. Maybe it's a group of people all wearing the same thing, saying the same things, just seemingly the same. Or maybe it's like when you're at a dinner or an FFA banquet and the food is ready, but no one gets up into the food line until that one brave person decides to stand up and get in line. And then suddenly everyone gets up to get in line for food. It's like none of us can think for ourselves, and instead we have to wait for the crowd to think for us. That's what I call lemming behavior. And that's when I look to my friends and I say, people are such lemmings. And I've done plenty of lemming-like things too. I've joined clubs I didn't like because everyone was doing it. I've worn clothes I wasn't comfortable in because everyone was doing it. I've even made some big decisions around college and my future because, well, everyone was doing it. Take a moment to think to yourself, when are some of the times where you find yourself acting a little bit like a lemming? We all do it. Where instead of thinking for ourselves, it's just easier to go with the crowd. And sure, being a lemming is so easy, and we should definitely avoid the lemming behavior in life. But knowing this doesn't necessarily bring us into this super awesome gray area. Thankfully, there is one thing that unfailingly brings us into the gray area every single time. Questions. So here's another question for you. Does anyone else love to people watch? Come on, where are my people watchers out there? I know there are a few. I know I do. At the gym, at the mall, at football games, in airports, at conferences, even right here at convention. I mean, have any of you seen the members sleeping in the hallway? Because same. You know who you are, and sometimes I really wish I were you. But someone that has done their fair share of people watching, but for good, is Brandon Stanton, a photographer in New York City. In 2010, Brandon created Humans of New York, a social media project of different people, a collection of photos shared of different people on social media attached to their personal stories. And here's the crazy part. Brandon started out by simply walking the streets of New York, having just lost his job with no money and wanting to pursue photography full time. I mean, imagine that, walking up to random strangers and saying, hey, can I take your picture and ask you a couple of questions? The introvert in me is screaming. That sounds terrifying. To put yourself out there like that to random people, terrifying. But Brandon's nerves faded away as he began having life-changing conversations with people. He says that when he first started, he was surprised that anyone would let a stranger take their picture. But now he's found that there's very little a person won't disclose. In 2013, Brandon was named one of Time Magazine's 30 Under 30, People Changing the World. It's easy to look at people and make assumptions about who they are or what they believe in, to take something so surface level and throw them into a box, no matter who they really are. But the questions Brandon began asking, they open the doors for understanding more. People and everything in life really are so much more complex than what we see on the surface. Brandon's curiosity to explore the gray area and discover more of the unknown is contagious. He inspired me to take this same approach, but with something we all know and love, agriculture. I wanted to ask questions of different people in wildly different places and have a space to share what I learned. So I started a social media project called Humans of Agriculture. We can learn so much when we start asking questions. Whether they're a professor, a vegan, or a fifth-generation cattle rancher, when people share their perspectives and their stories, they can contribute to who we are and can even change how we see the world. For one post, I interviewed Matthew, a freshman at Louisiana State University studying mathematics, and honestly, Matthew didn't know much about agriculture. And truthfully, he didn't want to. Until I asked him about everything he was interested in. He talked to me about math and quantum physics and equations until my brain stopped working. But suddenly he turns to me and he says, "So why are you so interested in agriculture? What's that organization you're a part of, FFA? In that moment, the doors opened wide. I was able to share with Matthew what our organization does for young people, for the next generation of people who will change the world because of what they learn in agricultural education and what they experience in FFA. Don't you wish more people would take the time to really ask us about FFA? To ask us about agriculture, not just ask us a shallow question like, is this good or is this bad, but ask us why we, a unique individual, care so deeply about an industry. Shouldn't we be asking more questions like that too? When we do ask those good questions, we venture into the gray area. We can't experience everything that this world has to offer, but guess what? There are thousands of people in this stadium with different perspectives, beliefs, backgrounds, orientations, futures, and stories that we can ask anything. So why don't we? It may seem scary to meet people here in this space, to be vulnerable, to ask questions of people that may disagree with you, to question the world around you, to question your situation, to question who you are. It is daunting. When Brandon first started, he could have stopped after interviewing one person, but he didn't. Instead, he continues to ask questions of people all across the world, from Iran and Iraq to Pakistan and Mexico. This is crazy to think about, but friends, remember this. We will never run out of questions to ask. We're told in life that there's always a finish line, always a goal, always a right answer. But the special thing about our world and everyone in it is that there are no boxes as to what we can think, believe, or know unless we build them ourselves. Life is too complex to think of it as two-dimensional, as black and white. Living in the gray area means thinking without dimensions. Our questions should encourage us to ask even more questions. Imagine if we all started thinking a little more like children in that way, with their incessant questions about everything, asking why and when and how. It's the curiosity of children that make them relentless learners. And the truth is, most of the groundbreaking innovations and most breakthrough discoveries that changed our world were not the result of one single idea or one single question. They were and will continue to be the result of trying over and over, asking continuous questions and continuing to explore what was once unknown. Remember how hard it is for our brains to process all of the information it takes in? It takes serious perseverance to constantly raise questions of everything we see. The more complex and complicated it gets, the harder it is to filter through it all. The gray area is foggy, and it can be mentally tiring to stay here, where we are constantly grappling with questions and answers and learning. But it's worth it. Brené Brown said it best. It's hard to hate from up close. When we explore the gray area, we lean into the idea of asking questions in every direction, even if it makes us a little uncomfortable. Like asking a vegan how they support agriculture, not if they do. Or like asking how a farmer communicates with a skeptical consumer about agriculture, not if they do. even though we want to belong, take the easy route, and just be a lemming sometimes, it's our responsibility to dare to dive deeper. I know each and every person in here has things that they believe in and know to be true. But when we step into the gray area where we accept that there is always something to learn and that we are never 100% right or 100% certain, we have the opportunity to understand others in a way that just isn't possible when we choose to see in black and white. Stop boxing in who you are and what you're allowed to believe in just because others expect you to be a lemming. When we meet people in the gray area, we become open to empathy, bringing us closer to deeply understanding others. It's simple. Be curious enough to ask. Be persistent enough to keep asking. The gray area awaits, so dive deeper.
When it pulls me under, will you make me stronger? Will you be my breath through the day?